The state has reached an agreement with the Public Service Company of Oklahoma and the Environmental Protection Agency on federal air quality rules for PSO's two coal-fired generation plants at Ooligaw. PSO's Manager of Government and Environmental Affairs is Bud Ground. He helped negotiate the agreement, and he tells us what it will mean.
The first unit being retired in about 2016, and at that time, the unit will be close to 40 years old, and the second unit in 2026, and that second unit being close to 50 years old.
Well, I would assume those units, to keep up with the demand, would have to be replaced. How will you do that? Any idea?
Well, at the time that happens, we'll go out and determine what's the best, either to purchase the energy or to build another unit, which would probably be a gas unit. It definitely wouldn't be a coal unit.
The regional haze requirement from the EPA would require plants to install scrubbers to meet pollution standards. Under the agreement, PSO will still have to do that on the Ooligaw plants. Those costs would be passed on, at least in part, to you.
Nothing will happen immediately. It'll take, you know, we wouldn't go in for any kind of a rate increase until we actually installed control equipment to do something. And even other than this plan, we have to install a minimal amount of control equipment to meet the new EPA's mercury and air toxic standards. So we do have to comply with that. So the one unit that operates out to 2026, we do have to install some equipment to control mercury and toxics and some sulfur dioxide out of that plant to continue out to 2026. That's part of the agreement. But the overall impact to customers, you know, what we can estimate now for sometime in the future is probably about 10%, which is much less than what we were looking at for full pollution control equipment.
Now, the Attorney General's office sued the EPA in May to allow more time for the state to craft a solution. Governor Fallon, in a news release, says the agreement provides certainty for PSO and its customers.